opening to change in our experience. We begin to meet and more deeply understand these truths. That everything, all experience is impermanent, unreliable. Not self, out of control. And as we open to these truths, we also see our resistance to these truths. They are kind of hard to take sometimes. Much, perhaps even all, of the way we suffer comes back to some kind of being out of alignment with these truths, resisting, fighting against these truths. And so whenever we're suffering, this is why our suffering is a doorway, because our suffering points right to the truth and the way we're resisting the truth. If we're open to our suffering, open to the ways that we resist, the ways we want to have things, the ways we fear the things we have will go away, the anxiety about our health, happiness of ourselves and our loved ones. The boredom, confusion. If we open to those experiences, with mindfulness and recognition that they are simply arisings, it's as if each one offers a pathway, a gateway to understanding some aspect of truth. Every time we suffer, it's an opportunity to grow in wisdom when we meet it. With mindfulness, oriented towards this perspective of liberation. And at the same time, Every time we suffer, our suffering is also, seems to be, also connected to a kind of a deep inner wish. To be happy, to be healthy, to be safe. Wishing that for ourselves and our loved ones, for the world. These are very human wishes, these wishes of love, of kindness, of caring. And what happens when those deep wishes, those core wishes, meet those truths of impermanent, unreliable, not self? Often those wishes and those truths collide. And our reactivity, our greed, our aversion, our confusion can be created because of this collision. We want to be safe. There's this deep wish for safety. And yet this recognition of the vulnerability, of the unreliability, the impermanence. And so fear is born. Anxiety is born. Sometimes I've seen this in students and in myself. We try to orient to the wisdom. We're feeling fear or anxiety about safety, just as an example. And we tell ourselves, vulnerability, that's just the way it is. Can you open to the vulnerability? And there's some usefulness in that, can be supportive. And yet sometimes in that movement to orient to wisdom, we are subtly denying the wish for safety. It's as if our minds say, if things really are vulnerable, then that wish for safety is invalid. It can't be true. It can't be right. So that's not the right wish. And so there can be a subtle way that our mind picks up on the wisdom and tries to push down or deny, let's say deny, those deep wishes. Those deep wishes are an expression of metta, of love, of compassion. They are wholesome wishes. The place where they collide with the truths is a place of where we maybe make a demand from the place of those wishes. This wish for safety, for happiness, has a subtle sense of expectation or demand that it be so. That expectation, that demand, that craving for result, that's what wisdom asks us to let go of. I don't think wisdom asks us to let go of the wish. In fact, I think wisdom asks us to embrace the wishes. This paradox of opening to the truth and love, the wish for happiness and well-being simultaneously without clinging. So whenever we're suffering, not only is there a thread back to the understanding of truth, there's also a thread asking us to open to love, asking us to not cling around love, to truly have the open heart. The heart can expand and hold both without resistance, without fear, without expectation. And so this opening to wisdom is also asking us to stretch the heart and include the love.